Hello, everybody, and welcome to Section 314 Podcast. My name's Sam, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Maggie. It's Thanksgiving week, coming up in a few days, and we are so, so thankful for our new coach and our new savior, Jim Montgomery. We're back. We are officially back.
We are back, baby. Monty has arrived.
It's about time. You know, nothing was changing. You know, like we said before, all these line changes, you know, some injuries, but line changes. Players just kind of, at this point, you know, we've said what we've had to say, but at this point, it's just like the players, they've kind of given up on Bannister, and it was over. We have rebuilding years, but it was over. We might be, you know, obviously, you know, this season we might be cooked playoff wise, but it's like, you know, in order to rebuild, you have to have a foundation for your team. And you can't do that with a coach that, you know, can't get the boys together, can't, you know, get something going for this franchise. And having a good coach with, you know, past history with the St. Louis Blues and past history, you know, as a player and all that. And I think at one point he was also playing on the Missouri River Otters too, back in the day when they were a team. And so now that, you know, again, you want to set up a good future for the St. Louis Blues with rebuilding, you got to have a good foundation. And it starts with a good head coach, you know, so that, you know, in a year or two from now, a couple years from now, Alexander Steen can, you know, take the reins as GM, have a good coach, have these good young players, and can build up a good team to be a cup contender again.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all that. I don't think we were expecting this when we last talked. Drew Bannister only coached 76 games the season, 9-12-1. I mean, I personally said before that he's not an NHL coach. I also don't blame him for a lot of it, but just saying, like, him being thrown in there wasn't very fair to him, but we're moving forward, and I'm excited about Montgomery. He's here for the long haul, too. He signed a 5-year contract.
Yeah, five years, yeah.
Which is crazy. The guy got fired by the Bruins less than a week ago and then signs a 5-year contract with the Blues. So he must be pretty serious about being in it. Being in the trenches, trying to get back to being a cup contender.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't say this. So I saw somebody online say it for their credit that, you know, they said, you know, they couldn't easily just have. Montgomery could have easily just, you know, waited later in the season, see how things played out with the NHL, or waited to the off season, and he could basically have his, you know, his pick of the litter. But, you know, it seems very visible that. He's excited for St. Louis and wants to get back to St. Louis. He sees something that he loves besides the city. And 5 years, that's a, you know, it's a long time for just coming to a new team again. You know, obviously he was Craig Berube's assistant back in the day, from in 2020 to 2022 or whatever it was, whatever those years were. But now as head coach, and, you know, seeing a new GM come in, you know, in the next few years, seeing, you know, yeah, players like Jimmy Snuggerud, these young players coming up. You got good talent coming up eventually, and you still got a solid goaltender. I think we can finally build something now. Obviously, maybe not a cup contender right away, but for sure you can kind of finally get a new style of play going for our offense and spark something that can create a better competitive team, a playoff run team for the next year or two coming up.
Yeah, they have a pretty busy, hard schedule coming up, actually. They play the Rangers tonight, and they play the Devils Wednesday, and then they have Philly on Saturday. The Rangers have been having, like, some drama themselves. I've been reading, talking about how they're not afraid to shake up the lineup and trade people. Like, they had Chris Kreider in there, and Trouba, he was in there. So I feel like they kind of have something going on with their team, which maybe we can take advantage of tonight and get some goals and get a W in New York.
Whatever, yeah, whatever shakes up the chemistry, take advantage of it while you can. you gotta, I mean, just, some of the, it's funny how, chemistry and, what's the word I'm looking for? Superstition. It's funny how chemistry and superstition works in the NHL because, like, the littlest things can, it can work in your favor, or it can just kind of be like a house of cards at the other end if it doesn't work in your favor. And, so while there's a little, if there's a little disruption there, take advantage of it while you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think they
Mine
also,
as well.
I think the San Jose Sharks also just retired Joe Thornton's number into the rafters at the Shark Tank. That was, I just watched his speech today. It was awesome. It was cool to see him, thanking the players, the fans, his family, and
That guy's got a beard.
yeah. Oh yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
he's a legend.
That was cool.
Awesome.
That was cool to see. Yeah, we got the Rangers tonight coming up within the next hour. Yeah, it's yeah. This, like we said on the last podcast, it does not get any easier. And we couldn't have picked a better time to pick up Montgomery. So we got a long Canadian road trip up ahead.
Yeah, I'm hoping tonight kind of kick starts with a new coach. I think Hofer's in goal. Buchnevich returns to New York where he started out. I think he'll have a good game, especially he's not playing center. He's playing on the wing like he's supposed to. So I think we'll see a bunch of different things tonight with Monty behind the bench, but hopefully they are positives.
Some guys from podcasts I listened to for the St. Louis Blues called the Chirp. They were saying you got to put down a bet right now. This was as once we picked up Jim Montgomery, they were saying you got to put a bet right now. Binnington is going to have a shutout against the Rangers. We got the best goalie record. The most wins for the St. Louis Blues as a goalie for on the line for Binnington. You got a new head coach. Things, we've kind of turn the ship a little bit, so now is the time to place your bet for a shutout for Binnington in New York against the Rangers tonight. And I said I just don't see it. I was like, I would love for it to happen, but with this defense and how we've been playing, I'm not sure. Hopefully we can, but
I don't see it happening because Joel Hofer is starting in net.
yeah, so that'll do it.
That'll do.
So he's like, place your bets now to get the shutout. And I'm like, you sure about that?
Well, don't do it. If I recommend it, don't do it. Let's see.
So after this long road trip, it's just we come into December, and then you got the Winter Classic, and it's just going to be an absolute cripple fight against the Blackhawks for the Winter Classic.
You're excited, aren't you?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna book my hotel soon now that I have my December work schedule. So, gotta get that rolling. What do you think Montgomery can do for this team going forward? Like, obviously he was an assistant coach before with us. What can you, as head coach, what do you think you can see from him going forward within, this season or maybe the next 5 years of his contract?
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's in it for a while, which obviously that contract sounds like. It sounds like he knows what he's going to go through, like potentially, like the lows, maybe for like a couple of years, and then maybe come around and, team is playing a lot better in like 2 to 3 years. It's just people got to be patient, and that's hard to do. But I think that a lot of people respect him as well. I was watching a video earlier of they interviewed some of the players on the coaching change, and I just kept hearing like they respect him over and over again. So that just kind of like made me think, oh yeah, he's gonna have the room. Something's gonna change.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that, people were kind of a little surprised by. Maybe it was like, oh, we did this already with Bannister, we got rid of him. It's like, yeah, we're kind of not surprised, but at the same time we are a little surprised because it happened so soon for him. But it's, I appreciate that, the Blues are, the St. Louis Blues are willing to, when push comes to shove, do something about it instead of like the St. Louis Cardinals to make sure that we can kind of remain that competitive team that this city and this fan base expects from our franchise in St. Louis. We love seeing, we love seeing a successful team, especially the St. Louis Cardinals. We're for like the longest time, we're always making sure that we're in the hunt to do something big and to go for a championship. And then for a while now, now the Cardinals, that went out the window, and to see a little bit of a little bit of action from the St. Louis Blues management saying, hey, like, you know what, I know we just did this, but we're gonna have to do it again because it's this won't fly. It's I love seeing it. I love seeing it. It's hard, and business is business, but in this competitive industry, that's what it's gonna take to be successful, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I honestly didn't realize that they were going to fire him in the middle of the season. Especially since they got rid of Berube last year in the middle of the season.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show them.
I mean, I was shocked. I said, holy, over and over again.
But the good news, with this mid-season we're having, I don't think our division's too terribly tough either.
Ours is the toughest division so far.
You get the Jets and the Wild and the Stars, but like, the Avs are mid. Utah is okay. Then there's us, and it's like half the division. Okay, it's like the Jets and Wild are good. Stars are pretty decent, but then like Avalanche down, it's just like mid teams are worse. So like
Avalanche,
the first three
it's
are,
wild.
solid, but everybody else is just kind of like hit or miss.
The Avalanche are very wishy-washy this season.
And their goalie situation, and but yeah, like Avalanche, they're fourth right now in the Central, but like, from there on down, four and down, it's not looking too hot. So it's only like the first three teams that are good, and the rest is just blah.
Yeah, I mean, and now that the season's getting going, I know that people were saying that the Central was going to be like the hardest, and it was for the first couple weeks, so.
But yeah, but once late January comes around, once February comes around, that's when you kind of start seeing, okay, well, these are probably going to be your playoff contenders for sure. You can lock it in now and see what happens. But it's this is a weird season. It's, a rebuild season. Just kind of gotta go with the flow. But it's some positive news for Blues fans getting this new coach and turning the tide and starting to head in the right direction. So now we can finally start to say, hey, maybe we can finally start to rebuild this team, rebuild these lines, re and rebuild our foundation of, gameplay and how we want our style of play for the rest of the season, the upcoming seasons. Because we got and make sure we our young guys like Zach Bowling, so make sure we give them like a minimum, like a good amount of time on the ice instead of this 8 minutes a game. Like, what is that? It's like, use your guys when you have them. I mean, I'm not saying they have to play like the most minutes, but it's like these young guys are coming up, and we need to mix them in the pot a little bit. We need to throw them in there and get them their experience and let them see how, like, obviously, going from, a younger league to like the NHL, it's a whole different ball game. So they need those minutes to kind of get adjusted to that.
Yeah, I think it's difficult though because you have to look at like the contracts we have too for older guys. Like Shin, we have him for like 5 more years. So it's like, do you want to pay that or do you want to play that person that makes that much money or like less? But I understand like they need to be playing. Like
Yeah, they
it doesn't
definitely need to
make
be
sense.
playing. Yeah, that makes sense. But it's like also at the same time, if I'm the coach and you're not producing, like I'm gonna put somebody out there that's gonna produce.
That's
I
how it should be.
yeah, like I don't care what your contract is, you know, it's, you know, you're a hockey player, you're there to play hockey. If you can't produce, you're gonna be sitting on the bench, and that's the way it's gonna go. And that's the mindset we need to have to be that competitive franchise again.
Agree. Okay, so Thanksgiving this week, what are you looking forward to eating?
Yeah, we got Thanksgiving. You know, the Blues got two more games on the road. Rangers tonight, Devils coming up in 2 days. And then right afterwards, you got Thanksgiving. And I gotta say, drenching some fried turkey and gravy with a little bit of mashed potatoes hits the spot. Can't do better. What
Can't
about
do better.
you?
Oh, mashed potatoes and gravy, for sure. My
It's
grandpa
a solid
makes
choice.
very good mashed potatoes, so shout out to him.
Are we gonna have for this weekend coming up, you know, we got Thanksgiving now and then we got another weekend of NFL football. Are we gonna have Caitlin be joining us in a minute or
Yes. Yes. Let me grab her.
yeah, no worries. What'd she say? Is she hopping on or should we just continue?
I just texted.
Just texted her? All right, well, this weekend we got the Saints hosting the Rams who just lost to the Eagles. For Sunday Night Football, and Saints looking to win 3 games in a row after hiring their new coach Dan Rizzi. I'll be in Grand Junction, Colorado for 30 hours, so I'll get there, you know, Saturday night, and then I'll be looking to get something local there if I can for the football game.
What do you think is local there?
I don't know. I wasn't really stewing on it too much yet. You know, still a week away. So, I think there's an Italian place and a Mexican place like walking distance from my hotel. So, I'm definitely gonna look into that to carry out for the football game.
You said Grand Junction?
Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yeah, I've heard of that. My JUCO that I went to play soccer, I think the Junior College World Series is in Grand Junction. I
Yeah, it's in.
remember them going out there. I think they got third or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a nice little town. People there are always super friendly, super nice. It's very, well, I you know, it's very, you know, where I come from. It's very Midwestern vibes. I love it. Much
I
respect.
love it. Shout out to the Midwest. I'm going there tomorrow. So, I will be
I'm
home
trying
watching the
to
Blues.
Catch a flight to St. Louis tomorrow. Once we hop off here, I'm gonna be looking at flights back to St. Louis for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow. Also, we will not have a special guest for football.
No special guests. All right, that's cool. You know, it's Thanksgiving. People wanna get home, spend time with their family, you know, focus on other things. But you know, those listening, we do appreciate it so much. And I do want to take a moment to reach out to the CBC community for the unfortunate event that happened that landed somebody in the hospital for a very excuse me, a very unfortunate event. My prayers, my thoughts are with him and his family and the CBC community. It's it, and I just want to apologize for that unnecessary, unfortunate event. And our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family, and we do hope for a very speedy recovery. So sorry to end on such a sad note, but I just wanted to give my appreciation and my thoughts and prayers for them, because I hate to hear about that living out of state. But so yeah, we do. But again, you know, it's back on a positive note. It's, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. You know, get home, get to your family, spend time with your family, enjoy the holiday. You know, again with Blues hockey, it's a wild roller coaster ride, up and down, up and down. You know, just enjoy it. In the next few years, hopefully we're, you know, next year or two, we're cup contenders again. Steen's got this baby rocking, and Montgomery's gonna be lifting the cup here in the next few years. So hopefully we get to see that. So again, you know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you so. Excuse me. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Don't hesitate to stop by again to eat, relax, and take a load off of life. Until the ice is clean again, we'll see y'all very soon. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.